affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
March into JCPenney for big savings at the President's Day Appliance Sale. Get up to 40% off hot deals on select styles of your favorite brands like LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Plus, get 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney. Offers valid 27 through 227. Some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On February 15th, 1954, the world welcomed little baby Matt Groening. The scene in the delivery room may have been Matt's inspiration to eventually create The Simpsons.
A baby.
Go! Matt Groening, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time of the tone, 4.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Richard Jordan. A gunman is in custody just outside of Chicago following what's described as a mass casualty event. Police in Aurora, Illinois say the shooting happened at an industrial park either at or near the Henry Pratt Company, a manufacturing plant. Some witnesses report the gunman works at the company and was carrying a pistol with a laser. Aurora Communications Director Clayton Muhammad.
There's a lockdown for the immediate area. We are encouraging individuals to refrain from heading to the area to shelter in place until we can get the situation under control. Our own police department is there, of course, on scene, and a number of others from throughout the immediate area who come in to assist.
Several schools are on lockdown as a precaution. ATF agents, police, and the SWAT team are on the scene again. A shooter taken into custody at a warehouse in Aurora, Illinois. There are unconfirmed reports of several injuries, including police officers, among the victims. This is a Fox News alert.
A lot of that going around. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. 4 minutes after 4 o'clock, we're first going to go to Oaken Smotis, who has been waiting for a prolonged period of time to talk to us, and then we'll get on with the 4 to 5 agenda.
That's all right. If I wait, not Greg, you guys are just worth the wait.
Appreciate that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, Rosie, that's a great story, how you come into radio. It's really, really a good story.
Okay.
And then I wanted to ask you, if you would, now you don't have to, but if you would tell us if Rosie is like a nickname, like old Greg over there, he's called Greg, but it's Gregory. And I was just curious if Rosie was short for something. And then finally, I wanted an update on your bathtub there, Greg.
Oh! I'm happy to provide that. It's back. It's in.
Yay.
And I can use it tomorrow after the grout and everything dries.
And he will be a different person.
There were five people, including a team from Clark's, putting it all back together today. And I gotta mention the name of the young man who Clark's brought in to handle the construction part of it, because he's amazing. He is a gifted young man. His name is Nick. I got to get a number on him. But I took a picture of everybody around the bathtub. I'm going to have a ribbon cutting.
Well, I'm thrilled it is in, brother.
Oh, man. It was Just, it was an amazing process to watch because I don't know how to do these things, but watching these guys and their expertise, amazing.
I don't know too many people who do know how to put a bathtub back in.
Yeah. It wasn't just that, but this young man, Nick, with the precision of a surgeon, there was a double tile step, which is really more ornamental. That it has no, but that's how you get to the drain. And he was able to take part of that step out without breaking a single tile.
Oh, wow.
And then he created, it should have been done by the people that first built it, a panel so that if a drain problem ever occurs again, they just take the panel off and there it is.
Yes.
So,
That's a cool way to do it right there. You don't have to tear everything out in case of a problem.
In fact, this kid he can pretty much do any type of, he's like a jack of all trades. There's almost anything in the handyman realm that he can do. But we were talking about this as a group in the bathroom, all of us.
Yeah.
About how so few people want to come into these very well-paying trades. And who's going to do this work after this current generation? Because they don't want to work. They don't have any ambition. They're graduating with this entitled attitude.
Exactly. And, I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with learning a trade as opposed to going to a four-year institution.
We have enough philosophy majors and people with liberal arts degrees that are worthless. We need people who can work with their hands and take things apart and put them back together again.
And do stuff.
Do stuff, yeah. And you get paid well for that. Look, yes. a lot of the people that work in these trades make six figures plus a year.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree, man. There's certainly, people should go to technical schools as opposed to these little institutions where they learn psychology and philosophy and things like that. I mean, we got plenty of those. But I just wanted to check on your bathtub progress there, Greg, and make one request if I could.
Yeah.
I would like to hear OBGYN Hotline.
Haven't played that in a long time. We've been playing it a long time, but we haven't played it on the show in a long time. So I got it out, and it'll run notice. Thanks so much for the call. Jackson.
Hey.
Hey.
I guess I have a statement and I guess sort of a question. I love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm 31. I consider myself a conservative. This border wall thing that we've got going on right now,
mm-hmm.
We went through the longest government shutdown, 35 days, if I'm thinking correctly, and then it got hung up between the two parties, and President Trump didn't get the money that he wanted, and now we've got the crisis, the national emergency. What is the wall going to accomplish? Because I mean, it's just maybe my views that the amount of drugs and illegal activity seems like it would be coming through legal points of entry and not.
No, it's
you
not.
Know, just a,
it's not. 90% of the heroin that comes into the country comes across the southern border. See, here's what you got to conceptualize. The southern border is it's over 2,000 miles. Mm-hmm. Very little of it is protected, but where they have built segments of the wall near Laredo, Texas, they have brought the crime down. Here's the thing. Why is it a national emergency? I thought 9/11 was a national emergency. We had 3,000 Americans dead and two of our greatest structures sitting in ruins in New York City.
Right.
4,000 people in the last 2 years have been killed at the hands of illegals, people who don't belong here. And you can make the case, if they're not here, these people aren't dead. These people are not crime victims. So will we ever stop at 100%? Probably not, because, you know, but that's the history of crime. You come up with a preventive step against crime, and they're working on the way around it, you know, 5 minutes later. But this needs to stop. It's costing us, the taxpayers, so I forget what the actual total is, about $350 billion a year to pay for the incarceration and the damage these people do. So,
not to mention the diseases that are coming along with these people.
Oh, my God, we got tuberculosis coming in?
Stuff that was, for all intents and purposes, eradicated years ago.
And you know what?
is now...
Mexico is now building a wall at their southern border to keep the rest of South America from coming through there and bringing that same crap into their country.
Good for them.
I was not aware of that.
No, look, I'm not... In no way, shape, or form am I judging you, my friend. I appreciate the fact that you called and asked. And the reason that, I mean, there's no coalition of Republicans and Democrats on this. They all want to pay homage to their big business masters, so they voted against it, knowing he would do this. They know Trump is going to do what he says he's going to do. And this is an issue politically where the president wins big. He's a promise-keeping man. Did you see the market today go up 450 points?
I have not. I haven't been at work, so, I mean, I don't know anything except that
the country,
you know, he declared state of emergency.
The country is thriving under him. And we always
I agree.
One death is reason enough to do this, X, Y, and Z. Well, 4,000 in 2 years, that's more than enough reason to call an emergency. And that's just how I feel about it, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
No, Jackson, thank you for calling. That was time well spent. And I appreciate that because... People who look, we need more people to ask these kinds of questions. They're getting their information. The networks are still spewing. Here's a quick example. There were 2,202 minutes of network news time devoted to the Mueller investigation and Russian collusion. There is none.
Yeah.
How many minutes of TV time do you think the networks are devoted to the fact that there's nothing there? Zero.
None.
That should send a chill down everybody's spine. They have been out to get this man because he is the single biggest threat to business as usual in Washington. And business as usual in Washington isn't about us. It's about them.
And just when they started saying that there was nothing there and they're starting to uncover all of these facts about who really was colluding.
That would be Hillary.
Exactly. Then they brought McCabe in.
McCabe admitted to a coup.
Yeah.
McCabe admitted we were planning a coup against a duly elected president. His ass should be in Sing Sing.
He's treasonous.
Or somewhere. Or clipping greens at Maxwell.
But they were treating him like a celebrity. And I thought, and the reason for this is to hide what's over here saying there is no collusion. The people who really colluded are on the other side.
Let's collude with Bo Holt.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, I want to make a request, if I can,
yes.
Make a small public service announcement, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'd like to request aluminum foil or word crimes, either one.
Okay.
Public service announcement, and I hope that somebody from the Montgomery Police Department is listening, and I think Rosie will agree with me on this. The center turning lane on Narrow Lane Road is not a passing lane for people to drive down at 50 miles an hour.
Yes.
When people are trying to check their mail and do whatever. And I'm about to have a Greg Budell meltdown at the next vehicle that I see do that when I'm outside.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, it's unreal, man.
So...
Well, and Bo, I have a...
I'm sorry that's off topic, but...
There's no off topic.
And I hate that you're going through that. I used to live in that area, and I know what you're talking about. But I have a PSA for you as well, Bo.
Okay.
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle rules!
Is this another one of your silly wrestling moments?
No.
That's what I've told you this before, Greg. It's from the movie Billy Madison. And Norm MacDonald's in that movie.
He's
You'd
so
love
good.
That movie if you watched it. You'd love it. That's all I wanted to say. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Oh.
You too, Bo.
Bye, Bo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's talk for a moment about a legacy business getting ready to celebrate 50 years of service here. Georgia Floors Direct. And guess who has to go to Georgia Floors Direct? Now the bathtub is fixed.
Woohoo!
And there's no more leak. Now the carpeting that kept getting waterlogged has to be replaced.
Yes.
So I'm going to go see Jeff Mallinson. I will talk to him about two possibilities. One is redoing the one room with Stainmaster because in addition to the water leakage, I'm a slosher, a spiller. I sound like a Steve Miller song. I'm a slosher. I'm a spiller. I'm a cheap thrill seeker. So anyway, And the carpeting that was in the house when we bought it was like, well, I think at one time it was actually white. But now it's more of a...
bad color for you.
A mocha.
Yeah.
Either way, I can get a remnant. They sell room remnants at Georgia Floors Direct, and you can get those at a song. They provide the installation. They've got a great team of installers there for a quick fix. Or maybe I'll go with Stainmaster, since I seem to... it's just a thing. I don't do it deliberately. I don't, you know... but you should never hold your coffee cup at the top. I've learned that. That's dumb.
I'd go with Stainmaster.
Get a great... anything. Any type of flooring. Stainmaster, room remnants. Tile, laminate, hardwood floors. All wholesale priced. All popular styles. Installed by people. A team that they have recruited and built over the years at Georgia Floors Direct to make sure, when all is done, that you are standing over flooring that you are proud of. And give yourself credit. You got it at a great price. And... you were able to make this change without breaking the bank. They could also do 12 months good as cash. So think big when you visit Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for almost half a century. That would be 1969 to those of you who don't do backwards math too well.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident. Madison at North Hopper. That's going to be the latest accident. Authorities finishing one up. Little fender bender on 85 northbound at the top of the ramp going to Ann Street. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. And more is on the way. They've got to go. That means you save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A national party committee is recommending that the Alabama Democratic Party hold new elections for leaders within 90 days. The full Democratic National Committee will decide whether to approve the recommendation that was made Thursday by the National Party's Credentials Committee. The action arose after challenges were filed contesting this summer's election of State Chairwoman Nancy Worley and Vice Chairman Randy Kelly. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be coming to Selma next month for the annual bridge crossing jubilee. Former State Senator Hank Sanders says Clinton will not only take part in jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. It's aimed to get more people registered to vote and at the polls by next year. And that's a look at your news headlines on this Friday. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, you know, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
423, Marianne requested this for her young Pizzwick.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Joey, the gates to spring training have swung wide open, and now it's time to start talking about baseball.
Yeah, we've been waiting almost all year for this.
The Yankees today extended the contract of pitcher Luis Severino. Gave him an extra 4 years. That's big news.
Yeah, 4 years. It's like he's president or something. But
can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
What the is wrong with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado? The two guys have been sitting out for months. We're wondering who's going to get him. I don't even care anymore. I hope they sit out the whole frickin' season. Serve them right. Monsters. They think they should be getting $300 million. No. Anyway, that's it for sports. Oh, except for we had a request for the first baseball game ever. If you've never heard this, this is very clever. It is. I would not call this blasphemous.
No.
But it is an interesting play on biblical people.
It is if you're religious.
Well.
But there's a difference in.
Don't religious people forgive? So if I play this, they won't get mad at me. They'll forgive me.
Well, religious people may not, but people who have a relationship with the Lord do. There's a difference.
So you know what I just heard? I have a choice. I can honor this request by Kenny from Maxwell, or I can go to hell.
No. No.
That's what I heard.
That is not what I said.
No. Mm-mm. I heard you loud and clear, Rosie.
I'm very fatigued. Things will fly over my head easily this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Play it.
Ooh. Hear that? She's play it.
Play it.
All right.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love Harry Carey, and I love Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time.
Sure.
To do that game, and it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here?
Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh. Wine! Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night here. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the play. I was not trying to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases, muchas gracias, señor, and also the Holy Ghost for bringing up the double play.
Back to live action! Lazarus up to the plate now. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses, just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not steal. Give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calgary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. Now, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco. Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David won. Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pull the hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average has ballooned to a hefty six.
Now, if I did anything wrong or blasphemous during that, may the Lord strike me. Future's not looking very bright, is it, Joey?
No, it's not.
Hey, we have breaking news on Occasional Cortex.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez facing ethics questions. She's been in Congress 7 weeks, and she's already figured it out how to scam the public. After revelations, the freshman lawmaker's office gave her boyfriend a congressional email account.
Mm.
The Democratic Socialist waded into the issue in response to a tweet alleging boyfriend Riley Roberts. That sounds like the name of the guy that offered to cut off his if they built the wall. Remember that smarmy-looking guy?
I think he was just looking for an excuse.
Had been put on staff. The tweet included a screenshot of an official House email address. Ocasio-Cortez insisted he was only given the email account so he could access her calendar. Designation is a permission so he can have access to my Google calendar and my naughty pictures of me naked. Congressional spouses get GCal access all the time, Occasional Cortex wrote after political consultant Luke Thompson tweeted the picture showing Roberts having an official account like other staffers on the Hill. Next time, check your facts before you tweet nonsense.
He's not a spouse.
No. Roberts, Riley, staff, House of Representatives. So what does he make for doing this? Asked about the arrangement, David O'Boyle, spokesperson for the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer, told Fox News, from time to time, I put that first part in.
Mm-hmm.
From time to time, at the request of members, spouses and partners are provided House email accounts for the purpose of viewing the members' calendar. But Jason Chaffetz, former chairman of the House Oversight Committee, said Occasional Cortex claims don't stack up. It's totally naive and inappropriate. You wouldn't allow it in most companies, let alone the House of Representatives. There should be real consequences, he told Fox News, which means there won't be any. When I was in the House, my scheduler would forward my wife my schedule once a week, but you're not allowed unfettered access. And he isn't even her spouse, he said. That's right.
Yes.
Skankadactyl is shacking up with this guy. Meanwhile, Thompson's tweet touched off a Twitter battle with the woman's congressional. It's great. I mean, does 5 minutes pass in a day when this woman doesn't become yet another part of the news cycle? And I wonder.
Drama queen.
And I just posted a cute picture.
I love that.
I know. It's three doggies. My wireless doorbells on their chargers. It's just three dogs just all sprawled out and being lazy. Hey, I have some friend openings. I've apparently ticked off a couple of people recently. So if you've been waiting for me to accept your friend request, let me know. Send me an email to gregbudell@aol.com. I want to add people who listen to this thing that we do here weekday afternoons.
I'm with Emily. I don't think it's so much that you tick people off. I think people are getting tired of Facebook.
I agree. I think there's a definite fatigue. And I got to be honest with you. I had backed way off some of the political stuff, but I just can't do that now. I think it's too important. If you don't like it, well, I'm sorry. But I have been presenting evidence in support of the president. There's Occasional Cortex, a boyfriend. Jesse Smollett said his attackers are white, but the two that were arrested are Nigerians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Don Serber blog, he's a great little blogger. The guy just does great, concise, put a bow on it and wrap up all the facts in, you know, a few paragraphs. And we read part of that at the beginning of the show. This is my favorite. Chicago police read two photos of potential persons of interest in the Jesse Smollett investigation. One's Bigfoot and the other is Nessie. That's funny stuff. I did post the John Madden video from Valentine's Day, so everybody that heard it could go back and listen to it. I also made note of the fact that on this national emergency thing, Obama declared 12, including one for the swine flu, which killed 12, a puny number compared to the lives lost to loose borders. Bush had 13. Slick Willie had 17. Do it. And he's driving them nuts because he's doing the one thing that most of them have no clue on how to do, and that's keep promises and make this country a better place to live, right, a safer place to live. I believe that's part of what goes with being president. Now, maybe part of your weekend plan is to get another car for the family. Maybe you have a new driver in the family. You know, you can always take somebody's word for it. I have found that system to be unreliable. But by that, I mean, you know, a classified ad or you see a... Why would... You drive down the road, and usually it's the main highway, and there's one car sitting on the right side with a phone number in the windshield. Really? You think that's an efficient way to shop for a pre-owned vehicle that... I don't know that I want to do that. I'd want to go to a place, A, that has a service department. Because when they do, then you know somebody has looked at that vehicle that they put on their lot at Jack Ingram. That's the first place any car they take and trade goes. And if it's got trouble under the hood, it goes off to auction. They don't even consider reselling it. If it passes that test, the vehicle history gets a good once over and the interior of the car gets a close look. And if all three of those are harmoniously nice, then and only then does that vehicle make it to the Jack Ingram Signature Used Car Lot. You can shop by price. They've got many choices under 10. Whatever your budget happens to be, are you looking for a particular brand of car, a particular body type of vehicle? They've got it all. You can look and shop any way you want at jackingram.com. Then go see Tip Tames and that wonderful group of people he's put together at 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can do the shopping online at jackingram.com. All right. We have had requests. We got OBGYN. I want to play Floyd the Barber Goes to the Godfather. You've heard that one, right?
Yes, yes. I've definitely heard that one. We also had a request called in for Dr. Sigmund Zebo, the classic one, I believe, about the Social Security check. That one was requested in particular. That one was requested by Jean, who requests that one in particular every Friday.
Oh.
She likes it.
I know.
Though she can't say the guy's name.
I like the one with the yellow teeth or the expressway to Nigeria. In fact, it's Nigeria. There's Nigeria again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how those guys escaped. They went to Miami, rented a U-Haul, and drove to Nigeria by Jamaica.
On the Nigerian highway.
Yeah, it's a big deal. The market had a phenomenal day. This country is in good shape. Let's keep it going. And now, hang on, this. At 440.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident in Prattville on South Memorial Drive, right there in front of Car Mart. Also, 3900 block of Atlanta Highway in Millbrook. Still working that one on Highway 143, just south of Highway 14. Once again, that's going to be in Millbrook. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blaine.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be coming to Selma next month for the annual bridge crossing jubilee. Former State Senator Hank Sanders says Clinton will not only take part in jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. It's aimed to get more people registered to vote and at the polls by next year. A national party committee is recommending that the Alabama Democratic Party hold new elections for leaders within 90 days. The full Democratic National Committee will decide whether to approve the recommendation that was made Thursday by the National Party's Credentials Committee. The action arose after challenges were filed contesting this summer's election of State Chairwoman Nancy Worley and Vice Chairman Randy Kelly. And that's a look at your news headlines on this Friday. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, in the lower 70s, look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Surging 443 points on Friday, boosted by new hopes for a trade deal with China. The Dow Nasdaq both riding eight-week winning streaks. The S&P 500 has been up 7 of the last 8. Meantime, shoppers could be in a spending mood soon. Consumer confidence gaining more than expected in the first part of February. Americans liking the new direction of the Federal Reserve, holding off on interest rate hikes, at least for now. But American factories are slowing down a bit, industrial production dropping in January. We saw a steep decline in the making of motor vehicles and auto parts. And what good is a clean car if you can't drive it? Honda recalling more than 100,000 of its Ridgeline truck models from 2017 through 2019. Turns out that acids found in many car wash soaps can damage the fuel pipes, causing fires. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Charles Payne.
See them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
9,000 dedicated employees and nearly $2 billion in sales, Varsity Brands owns the youth sports marketplace with a mix of technology and service. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'll request Friday for Bolt.
Everybody shut up.
That's the rhythm of what's this one, too.
Okay, now here.
Contraction. What's a contraction?
Well, it's the shortening of a word or group of words by omission of a single letter.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always banging. No X in espresso. Your participle's dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind that these are you. Are words not letters? Get it together.
Is past to learn to diagram a sentence to always say to whom, don't ever say to who. And listen up when I tell you this, I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well. Better figure out the difference. Irony is not coincidence, and I thought that you'd gotten it through your skull. But what's figurative and what's literal? Oh, but just now
you said
you literally couldn't get out of bed.
What?
That really makes me want to literally smack a crowbar and flick your stupid head.
Police officers injured in a workplace shooting. Not a lot of detail yet. It's on Request Friday. Greg, Joey, and Rosie, 272-9228. A Friday does not go by without a request for Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Hello.
Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sigmund Azebo. I call you on the behalf of the Federal Social Security Administration Division. I call you about your Social Security check. Yes, ma'am. Let you know that we're going to be reducing your check because the government is having cutbacks right now in the midst of everything that go on with the hurricane and the gas price. And we try to help the gas and the surplus of the nation. So we will cut your check back down to $250 for the next 12 months.
And then, oh, no, y'all won't?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Ma'am, do not.
You better tell them folks or have them hurricane folks. They better get them a job. If that works for mine, they better get up and work for them.
No, yes, ma'am. How could you say something so insensitive that is not nice to say about the hurricane people because they are trying to get back on their feet? This is not just about the hurricane rebuild. This is about the gas price and help the gas price.
That, nobody has to have a car. Let them walk like I do.
Shut up and be a good American, please. And,
man, I'm not studying about being no good American, no bad American. Because I'm not even an American. I'm just a person living in America. There's no such thing as a good or a bad American.
And I bet I'd be a bad American if I come and slap you for hollering at me like that.
No, if you come and slap me, you'll be a dead American.
No, ma'am, you will not touch me because I'm a trained...
If you touch me...
I'm a trained Mabuti warrior from the Buya tribe.
I don't give a damn what tribe from you from. Put your paws on me, I'm going to try my best.
I'm trained in gun, I'm trained in spear.
I don't give a damn about no spear. You waste your time. Don't waste my damn time talking about my check.
We will, ma'am, it is going down to 250, Barbara. What you do not understand is that the federal guidelines in regards to the Social Security state that the government, in time of financial economic crisis and big deficit, we can judge.
You get through to doing all that talking, the government, the Bush had to come here and knock on the door and tell me something like that, because what you saying ain't meaning.
If you'd read your paperwork, if you knew how to read, you could read the paperwork. Yeah. You're not getting your check. You cannot.
I ain't worried about that.
I'm from G Unit. I'm in the G Unit.
I wouldn't give a damn if you was from the Hoochie Coochie tribe from Mississippi. I don't give a damn about that too.
This is Dr. Sigmund Azebo, ma'am. You will respect me.
I don't give a damn about you saying you doctor.
Nigeria, the American blacks,
you
should respect
me. I don't care where you from.
You respect me. I will come to the Alabama. I will slap you, baby.
You hobo your way up here in Alabama with me. I pay it back. You just hobo your way up here. I pay it back.
Because of the gas price assistance.
Gas. You from the tribe run. You shouldn't want no gas. What you need gas from? You from a tribe. Put them big 15 feet on the cement and get to running.
Why don't you meet me downtown at the radio station?
What radio station?
It's a prank phone call.
All righty, it is 4:51. We just got a call for something. I may have heard this before, for Ronald Reagan's Little Red Hen story.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Let's give this a listen. We'll go from silly to sublime in one click.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
1976.
And still true today.
Very much. I think the name of one of those characters might have been the ancestors of occasional cortex. I want the bread. Alexia from El Jalisco is on the line. Yesterday for Valentine's Day, we actually had friends over, and I picked up fajitas for 2, and they actually fed 4.
Wow.
It was incredible. What a great day that was yesterday at El Jalisco. It was nice to stop by and see everybody. And we're talking to Alexia. How are you?
Good. How are you? Tell you the specials. We have the cheese steak burrito today for $7.99.
That's one of my favorites.
We have the shrimp adobe for $10.99.
My favorite.
And we have the nachos Jalisco for $7.99. And, you know, it's happy hour right now, and it ends at 7. So come get your lime margarita and Michelob Ultra in Bud Light, 22 ounce for only $2.99, and the margaritas are $3.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
When I was there yesterday, it seemed to me that Monica, with her Mount Rushmore dimples, has a new look. There was something different, and it was really nice. Am I seeing things, or am I one of those men who notices that kind of stuff?
She did change her look, so.
It's great. I had to compliment her on it. So I thought, since you were on the line, that I would ask, but don't tell her I asked, okay?
I will.
Our little secret, Alexia.
All right,
we appreciate you. Thanks for calling. Now, let me just fill you on the rest of it. You mentioned the shrimp adobe.
Mm-hmm.
The cheesesteak burrito is a favorite. Whatever you order at El Jalisco comes out on an oval-shaped plate, and it's wall-to-wall food. And almost everybody walks out of there with a plastic bag dangling off their fingertips because you can't finish it all. The price you pay is stunningly low, but without sacrifice, this is authentic Mexican food, the real deal. So if you haven't been there yet, try it. El Jalisco, they're right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway or in front of Burlington Coat Factory on the north side of Atlanta Highway and just west of the Boulevard. Big, long restaurant, lots of comfortable table and booth seating for you at El Jalisco.
During Aaron's President's Day weekend event, it's your right to make no payments. Lease to own with no money down and no payment until March 1st. Plus, save on living rooms, a Philips TV bundle, or a Samsung laundry pair with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Now through Monday, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com. With these offers, we all win during Aaron's President's Day weekend event. And most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, latest accidents going to be on the Eastern Boulevard right there in front of Motel 6. Be careful. Also finishing up an accident, 3900 block of Atlanta Highway. Boulevard on the southern side, doing okay. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Hell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family.